Today's daf is Chulin daf Pei Vav, and we are 21 lines from the bottom of daf Pei Hei Amid Beis Amalei Rav Papa Le'Abaya. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Yisrael Ben Adina. So we're moving along in Perek Kisui Hadam. Specifically, the Mishnah on daf Pei Hei Amid Aleph mentioned the Shita of Rav Shimon that we saw a lot about in the previous parak, in parak Oisoy ve'Esbenoy, that states Shchita she'ena ru'uya lo'ishma shchita. In the context of Oisoy ve'Esbenoy, if somebody shechts either the mother or her child, but one of the two shchitas was a shchita she'ena ru'uya, he did not violate the pasuk that says Oisoy ve'Esbenoy lo'ishma shchatu b'yom echad, because the basic criteria for one to be over that lav is that it has to be a shchita, and Reb Shimon holds shchita she'ena ru'uya lo ishma shchita. In the Mishnah daf Pei Hei Amud Aleph, it's in the context of Kisei Adam. Kisei Adam is a mitzvah one has to do if he did a shchita on a chaya or a oif. Shchita she'ena ru'uya lo ishma shchita. Thus, if the shchita was an improper shchita, it would not beget the mitzvah saseh of Kisei Adam. We saw something very interesting in yesterday's daf, 7.5 years ago, and that is that whereas in Perek Oisei ve'Esbenoy, the Mishnah brings the opinion of Shchita she'ena ru'uya lo ishma shchita as the opinion of a Yachid, Reb Shimon, in Perek Kisei Adam, it's brought as the opinion of the Rabbim, the Chachamim. The Gemara made the observation and said that Reb Yehuda Hanasi, the author, using that term loosely, of the Mishnah, felt that in the world of Oisei ve'Esbenoy, the halacha does not follow Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is a das yachid, but in the world of Kisei Adam, there the halacha does follow Reb Shimon. Hence, he brought it b'loshon chacham. Now, one of the examples of shchita she'ena ru'uya that was mentioned in the Mishnah Daf Pei Hei Amud Aleph was if somebody would shecht chulin bifnim, which is the inverse of kachim b'chutz, is considered a shchita she'ena ru'uya. And the reason is because if somebody shechts chulin in the azara, the basar is going to be asabana. Now, the real sugya of chulin bifnim, surprisingly, is tucked away in the second perek of Masechtas Kedushin. So it's in the latter part of Perek Ish Mekadesh. There the Gemara has a whole discussion about Shchitas Chulin Bifnim. Specifically, the Gemara has a suffix whether the Isser Hana of that Basar is in Isser Deiraisa or whether it's only in Isser Derabban. I'm not going to go through the Sugya because it's only the first few lines or so of the Gemara that's really Negeya this Hakdama. But on the tzad that it's an Issa Deiraisa, the Gemara learns it from Sukkim. On the tzad that it's an Issa Derabbanan, the Gemara says it's a gzeira that people might think that the chulin that you shechted bifnim was really kachem. And if people are going to think that it's kachem and they're going to now see you eat the basar wherever you're going to eat it, they're going to think you're eating basar kachem bachutz. And because of that gzeira, they said that if somebody shechts chulin bifnim, you can't eat it. If you can't eat it, there's no chashash that something like this is ever going to come about. The bottom line is, the Mishnah mentioned Chulin Bifnim, a Shaila in the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin Daf Nun Zayin, whether Chulin Bifnim, which is Isser Hana, thus it's mentioned in the Mishnah, Shchita She'ena Ru'uya, is Asamid Eiraisa, Asamid Rabbanan. On that note, the Gemara says as follows. Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaya, Rav Papa told Abaya, Sover Rav Shimon Chulin Bazar Deiraisa, does Rav Shimon in fact hold that Chulin Bazar is an Isser Deiraisa? Now, where would you see it's an Isser Deiraisa? Because if the Mishnah refers to it as a Shchita She'ena Ru'uya and it exempts you from the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, must be that even Mid Deiraisa it's not a Shchita. Because if Mid Deiraisa it's a Shchita, then you should be Chayef in Kisei Adam. Who is the one that holds Shchita She'ena Ru'uya? It's Reb Shimon. Even though Rebbe, in the Perek Kisei Adam, made it the Shita of the Chachamim as well. But this is Shita's Reb Shimon. So says the Gemara, does Reb Shimon hold that Chulin Bazar is an Issa Deiraisa? So Rav Papa asked the question to Abaya, Amaleis, Abaya told Rav Papa in, yes, 100% Vatanan, and I'll bring you a Raya from a Mishnah. Reb Shimon says, and this Mishnah is in the very end of Meseches Temura. Chulin shenishch to bazara. If somebody asks chulin where the shchita was in the azara, yisrufu be'esh. The halacha is you have to burn it because it's also about v'chein chaya shenishch to bazara. This is what we need. Even a chaya, meaning not only a behema, but even a chaya that's chulin. If the shchita took place in the azara, it's going to be also bahana. Said Abaye to Rapapa. I am Rabbi Shloime Dei Raisa. Bishlam, if you're going to tell me that Shitas Rav Shimon is Zachul Mazara, is Asaban Amad Dei Raisa. So I understand why it's Nigeya, Sai a Behema and Sai a Chaya. Hainu de Gazrina Chaya at the Behema. It makes sense that you would make a Gzeira Chayu at the Behema. Meaning the real Shchita Zachul Mazara is Nigeya Behema, but Atu Behema, we were guys on a chai as well. Ali, Amrit Rabbanon. But if you're going to tell me that the whole Shchita Schulam Bifnim is only an Issa de Rabbanon, well, Behema, my timer, what is the Issa of the Issa de Rabbanon? It's a Gzeira. Tum Asik Lamechel Kachem Bechutz. Because people are going to think that being that you Shechted Bifnim, it's really Kachem. And if you eat it Bechutz, people will think you're allowed to eat Kachem Bechutz. Well, if that's the case, that the whole halacha of Shchita Schulam Befnim, even by a Behema, is only because of Gzeira, he goof Gzeira, Vana Nekum and Igz Gzeira Gzeira. Does it make sense that we would go ahead and we would make Gzeira Gzeira? We know we don't do that. One Gzeira, yeah, two Gzeira is not. So from the fact that Reb Shimon includes in the halacha of Chulam Befnim a Chaya, not only Behema, must be because Behema is Deiraisa and we're Geyser Chayu at the Behema. Because if Behema itself was the Rabbanon, it wouldn't make sense to be Geyser Chayu at the Behema, because that would already be a Gzeira. Now, just to explain the Gemara a little bit better, that's Pashit, that the Gzeira of Chulam Bifnim, Dilma Asi Lamechel Kachem Bechutz, only makes sense by Behema, doesn't make sense by Chaya. Why? Because he can't have a Chaya that's Kachem. So for sure, the Gzeira is only explanatory by Behema. If we're going to include Chaya, it would have to be another step in the Gzeira. It would have to be, I'm being Geyser Behema Atu Kachem Bechutz, and I'm going to be Geyser Chaya Atu Behema. That argues the Gemara is a Gzeira L'Gzeira, and we know the rule, Gzeira L'Gzeira, Lo Yamrina. One other point, just to understand the Gemara a little bit better, and this is a Mefurash Rashi here in the Gemara, the way the Gemara asks the Kasha is, that I am Reb Bishleim Dei Raisa, Bishleim, if you're going to tell me that Chulam Bifnim is a Dei Raisa, so I understand why Shitas Reb Shimon is, that it's true for Chaya as well. Hainu de Gazrinan Chayu Ata Behem. But if you hold it's the Rabbanon, then it's going to be a Gzeira L'Gzeira. Pashit, the words of the Gemara. If Chulam Bifnim Bebehema is Deiraisa, so then Chayu LaBehema is the only Gzeira. Chad Gzeira Amrinan. If Chulam Bifnim Gufa is a Gzeira, that means Chaya Atu Behema is a second Gzeira, and Gzeira L'Gzeira La Yamrinan. Rashi says that if you learn the sugya in Kiddush and Daf Nun Zayin, you're going to see that the same pasuk, the same biblical source we have for Chulam Bifnim by Behema, we have for Chaya as well. Which means that really on the tzad, that Chulam Bifnim is a Deiraisa, the Isser Chaya is not an Isser Derabanan Atu Behema, but the Isser Chaya is the Zelbe Isser Deiraisa. And if that's the case, Frey Drashi, the Lashon HaGemara Shver. Because the Gemara says, I am Rebishleim Yedei Reisa, Bishleim of Chulim Bifnim is Yedei Reisa, Hainu de Gazrinon Chaya Ata Behema. No. If you hold that Chulim Bifnim is Yedei Reisa, then there's no Gzeira Chaya Ata Behema. Chaya is the same Mechutin as Behema. And just like Behema is Asim Yedei Reisa, Chaya is also Asim Yedei Reisa. So Frey Drashi, I don't understand. Hainu de Gazrina Chayu Ata Behema. It's very nice. This would be one Gzeira, this would be two Gzeiras, but it's not even one Gzeira. Chay would be the same Issa de Reis as Behema. Rashi says, Enochinami. But why did the Gemara set it up the way it did? What we call in Archabura, poetic symmetry. Because the Gemara is just trying to contrast in the Gzeira of Chaya, or in the fact that Chaya on the tzad, that Chulam Bifnim is Derabanan would be a Gzeira L'Gzeira. So to bring out the fact that it would be a Gzeira L'Gzeira as opposed to here, again, it's a little dachuk, even the poetic symmetry is forced. But the bottom line is, this is Chad Gzeira, this is two Gzeiras. But Lefi HaEmes, says Rashi, on the tzad that Chulam Bifnim is a Deiraisa, it's not even a Chad Gzeira. Because really, this for the same reason that Behema would be Aser Bahana B'Deiraisa, Chaya would be Aser Bahana M'Deiraisa as well. Either way, we return to our regular program, the laws of Kisui Hadam, says the Gemara, a story. Rabbi Chiya Nafal Yaniva B'Kisnei, so underrated, a lot of stories in Masechet Chul. Rabbi Chiya, as in the great Rabbi Chiya, the Talmud Muvik of Rabbi, the uncle and Rebbe of Rav, he once had a telas, a certain worm, that made its way into his flax, and it was going to damage his flax, and Rabbi Chiya was very worried. Also the comment of Rebbe, so he goes to Rebbe, and he says, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, literally, do you have an etzah for me? I don't know what to do with my flax. Amalisa, he told him, Shkul oifa, ushchayt al bubisi demai. Take your flax and soak it in water in that pit where everybody soaks their flax anyways, and then take an oif, a chicken, shecht it on top of the mayim, the moirach tam of a shofet klei. What's going to happen is when this toilas, this yaniva is going to smell the blood, right? The expression, he smells blood. He's going to smell the blood. He's going to emerge from the flax. And like this, you're going to be able to get it out. This was the Eitzah. This was Rebbe's patent. Asks the Gemara, hey, Chavadachi, how is Rebbe able to make such a suggestion? Somebody shechts a chay or an oif and he needs the blood. But he has a problem, because there's a mitzvah of kisui hadam. Chayev lechasois. It doesn't matter. He still has to do kisui hadam. I mean, just because you need the blood doesn't change anything. I know, but he needs the blood. So Ketzad Yasna, what should he do? So there's two options. Oy noicharoy, oy oikroy, which are really the same option. What you should do is not shecht it. You should make it into an avela. Do nechira, do ikor, and if you're going to do not a proper shechita, there won't be a chi of kisui hadam, kimavur in the previous Mishnah, and as a result, everything is going to be okay. What's the Gemara's kasha? How could Rebbe advise Reb Chia to shech the oif on top of the water? You're going to be mevatel the mitzvah of kisei adam. You see, you can't do it. And even though he needed the dam, who cares? It doesn't change anything. Hatshoichet v'tzorach l'dam, still the halacha is chayev l'chasois. So the Gemara gives two versions of what really happened. Meaning, obviously, the way we told the story was inaccurate. There must be more to the story, says the Gemara, that who were the two people that offered up the two versions of the story? Again, when you learn Gemara every day, as we do in the world of Daf Yomi, you stop becoming familiar with nuances that otherwise you would never notice. So we're going to have Rav Dimi and Ravin. What's the tzad hashava between Rav Dimi and Ravin? They were two Amayuram that had spent time in Eretz Yisrael, and they were from the Nechusa Yama that came with a lot of information about halachas and agadata and maises and different things. So Rav Dimi and Ravin both came and they fakoifed something, and not surprisingly, they had something a little different to say. Kiyasa Rav Dimi came. Amar, he said, Tzei Troi Famale. What Rebbe told Reb Chia was, I want you to go ahead and shecht an oif on top of the pishton, but make it into a treifa. Oh, if you're going to make it into a treifa, meaning first do something that's going to be matrefit, and then do it. It'll be a shchitish eni ruya. Shchitish eni ruya. Over here we go like Reb Shimon. It's not going to be chayvin. He said, Kiyasa Ravin Amar. Ravin came, he said, Tzei Nechayr Amale. Don't do a shchita with a treifa, but rather what you should do is you should make it into a nevela, do a nechira, and if you're going to make it into a nevela, again, that's pashut, you won't be chayev in kisei adam. Now, both of these options seem reasonable. Tzei troi famale makes sense. Tzei nechar amale makes sense. But still, Rav Dimi said, what he said was tzei troif, and what Ravin said was tzei nechar. Now, as we're going to see in the maskan of this Gemara, spoiler alert, la halacha, either one really could have worked. Tzei troif could have worked, or tzei nechar could have worked. But there's obviously some reason why, according to Rav Dimi, Rebbe told Rav Chia tzei troif, and according to Ravin, Rebbe told Rav Chia tzei nechar, and that's going to be the avoid of this next part of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, the man don't tzei troif. According to Rav Dimi, who said that Rebbe told Rav Chia was tzei troif, my time aloy, oh, my tzei nechar. Why did he say tzei troif, and why didn't he tell him tzei nechar? I mean, tzei nechar could have also worked, right? So why did he tell him troif? Chi tema, says the Gemara, maybe the reason he didn't say tzei nechar is because kasaber ain't shchita loif min ha-tayra. Maybe it's because Rebbe was of the opinion that you don't have to shecht the knife min ha-tayra. So if you remember from earlier in the Masechta, huge machlokes where the shechita loif is min ha-tayra, not min ha-tayra. So maybe Rebbe's shita is that ain't shechita loif min ha-tayra. And if that's the case, unichirasi is uishchitasai. So going ahead and doing a nechira wouldn't change anything. And the reason is because the nechira is the shechita. But the Gemara says this idea is not plausible, because Vatanya, we're learning to the Rice Rebbe, Yami Rebbe said, it says in Parashas Re'eh, by the mitzvah of Shechita, you should shecht how? Kasher tzivi sicha. And Malami, we learn from this, and it's Tzava Moshe, ala veshav ala kot. The Moshe then was commanded about the veshav and the kot, about roiv, echod ba'oiv, and the fact that the definition of Shechita when it comes to an oif is roiv of one simon, about roiv shnai be'behema, and the definition of Shechita when it comes to behema is roiv shnai. So Rebbe is the one that said, kasher tzivi sicha, that what? That there's Shechita la'oif min ha-tayra. So you can't say that he said say troif because say nechar would have still been chayef in kisi adam because nechirasi is u'shchitasi, because we know Shechita's Rebbe is that Shechita la'oif is min ha-tayra. Says the Gemara, you have to say that the reason Rav Dimi said that Rebbe said say troif was loy mi bayaka. He didn't mean say troif you have to make him to a treifa as opposed to nechir. Nechir, of course, is going to work. But he wanted to tell him a chiddush. Let me buy a tzei nechar. That's pashat, Reb Chiya. If you want to be a tzei nechar, it's going to work. The lav shechita he klal. Because that's not a shechita, and shechita life is men ha-tayra. Aval tzei treif, but I want to tell you, you could even be a tzei treif. And that's a chiddush, because you could have thought, ey, ma shechita chayne ruya shma shechita. Maybe shechita chayne ruya is a shma shechita. Because even though Reb Shimon also slay shma shechita, but the chacham and machaylam. And if that's the case for the bayi kis, you would require kis. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush. What's the chiddush? Kid Reb Chiya Barabba. What Reb Chiya Barabba say in yesterday's daf, that when it comes to kisi adam, everybody holds shechita sheni ruish ma shechita, and that was the point that Rebbe was trying to make when he told them tzei treif. So when Rebbe said tzei treif, he didn't mean tzei treif as opposed to tzei nechar. Avad tzei nechar is going to work, but you should know tzei treif would also work. Now the Gemara turns its attention from Rav Dimi to Ravin. Mandam tzei nechar, according to Ravin that said tzei nechar. My time alay, I'm at tzei treif. Why did he say tzei nechar? Why didn't he say tzei treif? L'chura, that could have also worked. V'chit emil, you'll tell me. Kasavar, it's because he holds shechita sheni ruish ma shechita. In Ravin's world, the reason Rebbe didn't tell Rav Chiya tzei treif is because had he made it into a treifa, he still would have been chayv in kisei adam because shechita she'ein eruya is lo yishma shechita. We know that's not true. It's because v'ha amar Rab Chiya bar Rabin, amar Rab Yochanan, ro Rebbe dvarav shel Rab Shimon, b'kisei adam eshanav l'shech hachamim. Again, this is that Rab Chiya bar Rabba who said the name Rab Yochanan, that Rebbe was soysim like Rab Shimon, that even though usually we don't pass like Rab Shimon, we hold shechita she'ein eruya is shma shechita, but when it comes to kisei adam, it's lo yishma shechita. So why do you have to tell him to say Nechar? He could have told him tzei treif, says the Gemara, you're right. He could have, would have, should have told him tzei treif. He didn't have to say tzei nechar. The reason he said tzei nechar was because he held it was a bigger chiddush. Loi mi baya ka'amar. Loi mi baya tzei treif. It goes without say that tzei treif would have worked. Why? Because if he would make it into a treifa, it would be a shechita sheni ruya. And shechita sheni ruya is loishma shechita. Tzei nechar. But had he gone ahead and made a nechira, I would have thought, ain't shechita loif mena teira. U nechira say, zui shechita say. The nechira itself would have constituted a shechita. But the bai kisa, it should require kisa. Kamash malan, kasher tzivisicha. That's why he told him tzei nechar, because he wanted to teach him that this halacha is true, that shechita is something that's required by Yoiv, just like it's required by a behemoth. And therefore, if you're going to do a nechira, that would be enough to patur from kisei adam. So at the end of the day, avada, when Rebbe told Reb Chiya, after this yaniva made it into his flax, go ahead and shech the oif on top of the flax, and you're going to see the oif is going to smell the blood, and he's going to emerge, and like this, you're going to be able to save your garment. He didn't mean do a proper shechita, because if he's going to do a proper shechita, he would have to do kisei adam, and you can't be mevatel kisei adam. Even when you need the dam, you can't be mevatel kisei adam. What he was telling him to do was shechted in a way where you're not going to have a mitzvah of kisei adam. What was that way? So there's two versions. Either he told him saying treif, or he told him saying nechar. And really, each one would have been a good option. The question is, what Rebbe Agav Urche wanted to teach Reb Chiya? He also, Agav Urche wanted to teach Reb Chiya that shechita she'ein eruya loishma shechita, even according to me, in the world of kisei adam, or he wanted to teach Reb Chiya that shechitas oif is min ha-tayra. But Derech Agav, we're not going to talk about this now, but you see something very interesting in the Gemara. You see in the Gemara that even if you don't need shechita by a knife, nechirasa is uish chitasa, there's still a concept of treifa when it comes to a knife, right? That's something that clearly emerges from the Gemara, which is an interesting sidebar conversation, not for now. But the Gemara has a postscript to this maisa. Umi nafale yaniva bekisnei. Is it possible that a yaniva would have fallen into the kisne, into the flax of the great Reb Chiya? Va'amar Ravin Barab, Va'amrila Amarab Avin Bar Shva. Mish'alu B'nei Goyla. When the B'nei Goyla came from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, Pasku Hazikin, there were no more shooting stars. V'hazvois, there were no more earthquakes. V'haruchois, there were no more storms, tornado-type winds, hurricane-type winds. V'ra'amim, and there was no more lightning. V'lo'ihech mitziyenam, and the wine of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael no longer went bad. V'lo'ilaka pishtanam, and their pishtan was never afflicted, meaning these worms or whatever it was, never got the better of their pishtan. Now, this was said as something that happened, Misha'olu b'nei Goyla. So as this halacha is being said, everybody started awkwardly looking at the same group of tzaddikim. V'nosnu chachamim einayim b'rabchiyu banam. They were the Bnei Bavel who had gone to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says in Masechtas Sukkah Daf Chav that there were three times in Jewish history that the Torah in Eretz Yisrael was going to be forgotten, and Hashem sent Yidden from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael to be Machzer HaTorah LeYoshna. And one of those times was when the Bnei Reb Chiya came. But either way, Reb Chiya Ubanov come from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and all these amazing things happened. One of them was V'loy Laka Pishtana. It's a freak to Gemara, Gevaldik Akasha. You have the story with Reb Chiya and Rebbe. What happened to Reb Chiya's Pishtan? It was Laka. I thought that Misha'olu Bnei Hagoyla, which is Reb Chiya Ubanov, this didn't happen anymore. So the Gemara gives an incredible answer to this. Ki Mahanyus Chusayu Alma. It's true, once Reb Chiya Ubanov came, they had Tzchusim, and that worked for the whole Eretz Yisrael. But for everybody, with the exception of themselves, Adedulai. But it didn't work from them. Kid Rav Yudah Marav, and this is based on something Rav Yudah Marav said. Amar Rav Yudah Marav, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, every single day, baskel yoytzes v'yimeres. There's a baskel that comes out and says, kol o'ilam kuz o'im nizam b'shvil chanina b'ni. The entire world is sustained because of my son Chanina. V'chanina b'ni dayloi b'kav chruvim me'er Shabbos l'er Shabbos. But my son Chanina, all he has is a kav chruvim, and he has me'er Shabbos l'er Shabbos. You see a precedent that the whole world was being protected and supported because Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, yeah, Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa himself had nothing. In that same vein, it's true when Rabbi Chiya Ubanov came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, it brought a tremendous amount of shefa. And one of those hashpois toivis was v'loy laka pishtanam. But it worked for everybody but Rabbi Chiya Ubanov. And that's why you have a story over here where there's a yaniva that was loika the pishtan of the great Rabbi Chiya himself. Shouldn't he have been exempt? He's no different than Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, where the whole world is nizam b'shvil Chanina b'ni, but Chanina b'ni himself is da'iloi b'kav chruvim yarev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. Now the truth is that this idea that the tzaddik's avoida is megan for the whole world, but not for himself, this is something that Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner in Ruach Chaim, it's Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, right in the beginning of Ovis, on the Mishnah, al tiyu kavodam am shamshin as a rab al manas l'kabu pras, he's Meirichin. He talks about this Indian in a very deep, philosophical, yisoidistig way. This is understanding Yiddishkeit 101, something that we've spoken about in the past. In Kana Makam L'Harech. Just want to mention one comment, however, that the Eilich Sam Sofer makes on this Gemara. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Dailoi Bekav Chruvim, regarding Rav Chanina ben Doisla, Misparnes Bitzar Ubitzimtzum. That even though the whole world had tremendous hashpa as a result of the Avodah Rav Chanina ben Doisla, Rav Chanina ben Doisla himself was Misparnes Bitzar Ubitzimtzum. So the Sam Sofer brings Rashi, and then he says, Omnam. My Rebbe the Hafla said, "Dailoi." You know what it means? That Reb Chanina ben Doisa was dailoi bekav chruvim erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. Shehoya mirutza. He was mirutza. V'loi bikei sheoyser. He didn't even want more. V'loi be'emes dailoi. It was really enough for him. B'midas ha'histabkus v'savlonu shaloi v'divrei pichachem chen. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. So Rashi says he was misparnes bitzar. But the Chassam Sofer said, I was makabel from my Rebbe. That's not what it was. Dailoi means it was die. He had enough. He didn't need more. Because he was b'midas ha'histabkus. And for him, what he had actually was enough. The Chassam Sofer in another place, this is in Chiddushei Chassam Sofer Masech de Shabbos, Daf Kufnu Nalef Amud Beis. The Gemara over there says that Gemiri, we have a Mesoira, that a Talmud Chacham is loy ma'ani. That a Talmud Chacham will never be lacking anything. He'll never be in pain. And the Gemara says, it's not true, there are a lot of Talmud Chachamim that are in pain, specifically Milosh and Anios, specifically they're going to be poor. So how could you say Gemiri that a Talmud Chacham is loy ma'ani? What do you mean? We find Talmud Chacham that don't have. And the Gemara gives an interesting answer. The Gemara says there are Talmud Chacham that don't have, but that should have to be machzer al apsachim, that already you don't find. And Freitag Sam Sofer, it's not true. Gemiri that there are Talmid Chachamim that are machzer al apsachim. What's the oimik of this Gemara? What exactly does it mean? Zokte Eilich Sam Sofer, Alpi, what his Rebbe the Afla said, the Chanina Beni was dailoi bekav chruvim erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. The Gemara thought lechatchila, Gemiri the Talmud Chacham loy me'ani, that every Talmud Chacham is a gvir. It's not true. There's a concept of Torah Gdol B'Makom Echad. It's rare. The idea that you would have a Talmud Chacham who is for sure guaranteed not going to be an ani, it's not true. Hakachazin in that, yeah. Oh, but that there should be a Talmud Chacham that's Machzer Al Apsachim, that already not. You know why? Because a real Talmud Chacham is B'Madregis Reb Chanina Ben Doisa. And Reb Chanina Ben Doisa was Dailoi. And you know what Dailoi means? He had whatever he needed, like the Hafla said. He was was perfect, shahaya merutza, for like bika shayisa. If he's merutza, he's like bika shayisa, he's not being machzor al apsachim. And that's what the Gemara means. Avada this Talmid Chacham and that are miani. But that they should be machzor al apsachim, a Talmud Chacham is a person who has midas estapkos. He's merutza, for like bika shayisa, for you be'emes dialogue. And that's what the Gemara means in this terrace. The Chassam Sofer Taiches, he says that the Pasuk says, and Chazal asks, how could you say that? There's another pasuk that says, "Efes kilo yeh b'cha evyoin." Right? Kilo yechtal ha evyoin mikarev ha'aretz means there'll always be evyoinim. But then the pasuk says, "Efes kilo yeh b'cha evyoin." So Rashi in Chumash already brings divrei Chazal that says, "Like kash kam bezman she yisrael oisim ritzayin yisrael malkim kam bezman she in oisim ritzayin yisrael malkim." Abzok teilukach samsoi for al pianal avada kilo. There's a concept of kilo yechtal evyoin mikarev ha'aretz. There's always going to be evyoinim. This is the circle of life. This is the way it works. There are shirim, there are aniyim, there are evyoinim. This is the way it's always been, and it's the way that it's always going to be. But at the same time, there's a haftacha of efes kilo yeh b'cha evyoin. A person could be an evyoin. A person cannot have materialistically what maybe others have, but it doesn't mean that he feels like an evyoin, because there's a concept of midas ha'estapkos, and this is a midah that Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa had, and that's the oimik of Chanina b'niyas dailoi b'kav kruvim. There's an idea of midas ha'estapkos. Then it says this yisoid from the afla that the Chassam Sofer brings in a few different places, shteit shoin in tzlach the Noid of Yehuda, and this is in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Dalet Amud Beis. It's a beautiful, beautiful tzlach. He says, on the pasuk that we say every day, Bekavon, Poiseach es yodecha, u'maspia l'chol chai rotzoin. Zok de Noid of Yehuda. U'pasuk poiseach es yodecha, u'maspia l'chol chai rotzoin, yesh lanu boi diktok. We have a diktok. Tehava leilu meymar, u'maspia l'chol chai mazoin. Oy soiva. Mahu loshoin maspia rotzoin. Va'oimer ani zok tetzlach. She dover ze oma dovet. Klapi mi she mezoinoisa mitzum tzomen bedoichek u ba'oimi. Klapi a person whose mezoinis is very mitzumtzum. It's literally bedoichek u ba'oimi. She HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisein v'choinein loideya l'smoyach b'chelkoi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the gift that he needs. And that is he's choinein das by him to be a sameach b'chelkoi. Ve'izehu osher ha-sameach b'chelkoi. Ve'eloch ha-mida toiva k'midas ha-estapkos. And the truth is, someone that's an ani, but he's samech bechelkoi, has much more than someone that's a gvir who's miserable because he's a yesh loy mona, right? A messiah. Ule kamon say perik sheni zok tenei de Yehuda amru kol oylem nizem b'shul chanina bani v'chanina bani day loy bekav chruvim be'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos doik b'divreim shaloy amru v'chanina bani ein loy ela kav chruvim. It's not what it says. Ela amru dai loy bekav chruvim. Shehoy loy baze dai vahoyser. Vekibol ze berotzen kaadam sheyesh loy dai kol tzarkoy. Vezeu sheromaz bepasik. Poiseach es yodecho umaspia lochol chai rotzoin. Sheyazbiyu b'mashen noson loy bedaitoy sheyismach bechelkoy. Viyu ze ki ilu nesmala kol rotzoinoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poiseach es yodov, and he's maspia l'chol chai rotzon. He doesn't give every person ashiras. That he doesn't do. But the Eibishter gives every single person the rotzon and the ability and the capacity to be a samech b'chalkoi. That the Eibishter does do. Poiseach es yodech maspia l'chol chai mozoin, maspia l'chol chai soiva. Absolutely not. But maspia l'chol chai rotzon. Hashem does not put a person in a nisoyan that he can't be oimer in the nisoyan. And when it comes specifically to the inyan of parnasa, some people have it materially, and some people have it because hasamech bechelkoi. And zok today to be Yehuda, guess what? The person that is zoicha to be maspia l'chol chai rotzon has much more, even if materialistically he has less, than the person that zoicha to ashiris. Because a person could be an oishem muflig and he feels like he doesn't have anything. And he feels like the whole world is lacking to him. And yet you can have a person that's an oni ve'evyon mamish, but if it's efes kiloyeh b'cho evyon, he doesn't feel it inside of him. Inside of him, he feels like he has everything. This is the taich of the hafla, the chassam soifer, the noida b'yehuda, kol g'doyle yadar, they all taich this chazal in the same way. And that is Chanina b'ni dailoi b'kav chruvim. Rashi says b'tzar. About pianal, it's really not b'tzar. It was a b'china of dai v'hoiser midas ha'estapkos. They had everything they needed. Either way, on that note, zok de mishnah vayta. Another yisoidus de gemishnah. Cheresh ha'id v'katan. a cheresh, a shaitan, a katan sheshachtu, that shechted, v'achirim royen oisam, and there were others that were watching them shecht. Chayv l'chasos. There's a chiv to do kisei adam, b'noi v'bein atzman. In the event they shechted by themselves, there was nobody watching, patim l'chasos, they're going to be patim from kisei adam. What's the difference? If a cheresh shait v'katan shecht, and there are people that watch them shecht, and they see that everything was K-OK, so, refer to the very, 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 very beginning of the Masechta, like the first Mishnah beginning, we know the halach is, the shechita is a kashu shechita. If it's kashu shechita, there's going to be a chiv kisei adam. If, however, nobody was watching, so now you have to be concerned that maybe the shechita wasn't a kashu shechita. If it's not a kashu shechita, if I care, it's nevela, so it's poshet, it's not going to be a chiv says the mission, the same issue regarding Oisei Vesbenoi, Sheshachtu, in the event that a Cheresh Shechted and Shechted, V'Acherim Royin Oisnam, and there were Acherim that were watching them Shecht, Dalach is Asur Lishchit Achreim. We have to assume that the Shechit was a Kosher Shechit, and if somebody wants to Shecht afterwards, it's not going to be okay. But Neilu V'Natsman, if they Shechted by themselves, so here it's really Machlokes, Rameir Mater, Lishchit Achreim, Rameir says you can Shecht afterwards, because again, if nobody's watching them Shecht, so then you assume it wasn't a Kosher Shechit, it wasn't a Kosher Shechita, there's no oisav esmeri lois shechat to be a mechva. Chom oisrim chom say that it's going to be us. Moidim, however, the chom amoid, even though you can't shecht after them, shem shachat. If you did, shein esayvik as arbam, you're not going to be soyvik as arbam, you're not going to get malchus. And the reason is because in as much as the chachamim hold, you can't shecht oisav esbenoi after chereshayt v'katan, even if nobody was watching, it's only because they have a suffix that maybe it was a good shechita, but it's also maybe not a good shechita. So misafik you can't shecht because you're going to be over oisav esbenoi, but misafik could be you're not over oisav esbenoi, and as a result, we are not going to be able to give you malchus. So what's the sikum on the Mishnah? The Mishnah says halacha regarding kisei adam, halacha regarding oisav esbenoi, both as they intersect with the chereshayt v'katan. A cheresh shait of a katan that shecht and achirim were royin oisan, the halacha is, we assume it's a kashrus shechita. Thus, there's a chiv kisei adam, thus, there's an issa oisav esbenoi, you get malchus for oisav esbenoi, it's pashet, the shechita is going to be a kashrus shechita. What happens if a cheresh shait of a katan shecht and there was nobody watching them? As it relates to kisei adam, sounds like, everybody agrees, patim alechasos. As it relates to oisav esbenoi, then it's rei machlekes. Ramea holds there's no iser. Same reason patim alechasos, because we assume it wasn't a kosher shechita. The chachamim say misafik, you have to be concerned that maybe the shechita was right. But being that it's only misafik, it's for that reason moidim the chachamim moidah shem shachat sheinoi soifik es arba. Now, it seems like just from reading the Mishnah that the chachamim, for some reason, are chayish that the shechita of the cheresh shait of a katan, when nobody's watching, is a good shechita as relates to Eisav Esbenoi, but they're not worried when it comes to kisei adam, right? When it comes to kisei adam, the chachamim agree that a cheresh shait v'katan shecht, nobody was watching, patim alechasos. When it comes to Eisav Esbenoi, now I'm really not sure. Maybe it was a good shechita. If you're worried that maybe it was a good shechita, there should be a chiv kisei adam. Kisei adam is a mitzvah seitei raisa, misafik, you should have to do kisei adam. Just like the chachamim hold misafik, you can't go ahead and shecht the child because it's going to be oisav esbenoi. It's good kasha. It's the Gemara's first kasha here in the sugya. Freit the Gemara v'rabbanon. Ma'ishna reisha deloy pligi. Ma'ishna seifa de pligi. Why is it in the reisha they agree that if chereshet v'katan shechted if there was nobody watching, you're going to be part of kisei adam? Yet when it comes to oisav esbenoi, they're worried that maybe the shechita was a kosher shechita. So the Gemara says as follows: reisha in the reisha I amrin chayovim lechasos. If you're going to say there's a chiyuv to do kisei adam misafik, amri the chachamim were worried. That people are going to say that it was really a good shechita, and now people are going to go ahead and they're going to shecht. Meaning, sometimes a chumra is bali de kula, what the Ramchal calls mishkal achsidos. Sometimes you have to be worried on the sinusay shereb schayu ben afkilus was machriv the beis hamikdash. That's one of the Ramchal's classic examples. So you have to be careful when it comes to making chumras. So says the Gemara, as its first suggestion, that maybe the Chachamim were concerned that if you're going to say that Yechayv lechasos misafik, people might think that it's not misafik. They'll think the shechita v'cheresh shait v'katan, even if nobody is watching, is a good shechita. You can come eat from the basar. No way, that you can't do. I was saying to kisei adam misafik, but for shum misafik, you have to be concerned it's not okay, but the Gemara says, I hear, it's a very nice svara. But if that's what the Chachamim are worried about, they should be worried about it in the Seif as well. Seif Anami, why don't we say that given the Kamir Rabbanon also Lishchit Achreyem, that being that the Rabbanon are going to pass, they're going to say you can't shecht the child of the mother that was shachut by the chereshet because nobody was watching. They'll say, oh, probably because it was a shechita ma'al yivasi l'meich, and people are going to go ahead and eat it. So the Gemara says, no, seifa amri bistro deloy kami boyle. If you're going to go ahead and not shecht the child, no one's going to think anything. People think the reason you're not shechting the child because, I don't know, I'm just not shechting the child, right? I'm just not shechting the child. But if you're going to do a maisa kisei adam, that's going to show that the shechita was a good shechita. That's where the chashash is. But the Gemara says, Reisha nami, just because you do kisei adam, people might think, amri l'nakir chatzeri yutzarech. Right, let's be honest. Even if there was no mitzvah of kisei adam, any person that cleans up after himself would probably do some sort of kisei adam anyways. So just because you're doing a maisa kisei adam, that in and of itself is this grace hichacha, this grace raya, that the shechita must have been a kosher shechita. Says the Gemara, you're right. In the case where a person shechts in his chatzer, doing kisei adam is not going to be a gili of anything. And based on that, the Rabbanu would have said, misafi you should do kisei adam. What if you shechted in the ashpa? Nobody cleans up the ashpa, right? So, you know, an ashpa is a garbage dump. We probably can't even appreciate what the ashpa of yesteryear looked like. But the bottom line is nobody's sweeping the ashpa. So if you're going to do kisui adam in the ashpa, then already, for sure there should be a chash, or better. What happens if somebody comes and actually asks the shayloh? Nobody was watching. Do I have a chiv kisui adam? The rabbi is going to have to be honest with him. He's going to say, right, potam elachasos, or he's going to say you have to go ahead and do kisei adam. Right, he's going to say what he's going to have to say. So lechura, that in and of itself, meaning in the case of shachat ba'ashpa, or in the case of bali malach, that's where the rabbanu were concerned that if we're going to say there's a chi of kisui, people are going to think that the shechita was a good shechita, and that's why in the case of the reisha, they said that even though be'etzem there's a safek, I'm worried about it, and therefore I'm going to say you should be potam. But the gemara says ulitamech, if you're worried about shachat ba'ashpa, or more specifically, you worried about bali malach. Well, seifa nami bali malach by yikilameimer, and the seifa you have the same exact story of bali malach. In other words, you're telling me that you're concerned in the seifa by oisav es benoy that maybe the cher shayt v'katan got it right, and that's why you can't go ahead and shach the child. Well, based on that, you should have to do kisei adam. You're gonna tell me no kisei adam? I don't want to tell you you should do kisei adam because if you're gonna tell people there's a chiv kisei adam, they might think the shechita is a kosher shechita. Well, if you're going to say there's an Isra Isra Vespinoi, people are going to say the same thing. The Gemara tried being mechalik between Kisei Adam and Isra Vespinoi, and ultimately the Gemara fell flat on that. And because of that, the Gemara says, you're right, the Kasha is too good. The Kasha of V'Rabbana Maishna Reisha Delei Polig Maishna Seva the Pligi is too good of a Kasha, and you have to say, Ela Rabbana Akula Milsa Pligi. You have to say that really the Rabbana, when they argued in the Sefer, they weren't just arguing on the Sefer, they were arguing on the Reisha as well. How come the Rabbanan didn't say anything in the Reisha? They only commented in the Sefer. The Chachamim Oisrim is after we finish the whole Shmuz of Kisei Adam, and we get involved in Oisav Ez Benoi, that's where the Rabbanan chime in. How come the Rabbanan didn't say it earlier? Says the Gemara, because the Rabbanan were Bali Midas, v'nat relay the Rameya, the Masak Lo the Milsa. Right? Rameya was talking. They didn't want to interrupt Rameya, so they waited until Rameya finished talking, and then they came in, and they said their piece, and they said that we disagree. Either way, what is the machloikis remain the chachamim? Now that we know the remain the chachamim arguing, signing the reisha, signing the seifa, if a chereshayt v'katan shecht, there was no achirim roi and oisam. As far as we're concerned, we don't know if the shechita was a kosher shechita. We know from the beginning of chulin, there's no way you're allowed to eat from this meat. The question is there a mitzvah of kisei adam now? Is there an isra of oisav es benoi? At best, it's going to be misafik, because for sure there's a concern that the chereshayt v'katan got it right. That's got it wrong. That's why you're not allowed to eat from the meat. But the question is misafik kisei adam? Misafik isra oisav es benoi? Ramey says no. Ramey is very, very confident that they got it wrong. Ad kidei kach, don't worry about even deiraisus. Don't worry about kisei adam. Don't worry about oisav es benoi. I have zero concern. Chomim have nervin. Chomim say, no, I don't know, maybe they got it right. And if they got it right, there is a mitzvah kisei adam. And there is an isra oisav es benoi. That's Rabbanan are polling in the ration, the safe, and they hold, yeah, when it comes to these dina deiraisa, you have to be machmas. So the Gemara says like this, bish lemi Rabbanan l'chumra. I understand the Rabbanan shita. Because Rabbanan are telling us, well, how do you know for sure the chereshayt v'katan got it wrong? El rameya my taima. May have so much confidence. So the Gemara's approach to the Machlokes is that to me, the Rabbanon make more sense. The Rabbanon are saying something very rational. You have to be concerned. Rav Meir is so positive they got it wrong. Mechatesi. I'm Rav Yaakov. I'm Rav Yoichanan. So Rav Yaakov said in the name of the great Rav Yoichanan, Mechayv hoy Rav Meir al shechitasan Mishum nevela. It's because Rameir's lishitasa. Rameir holds that if somebody would eat a kezayis basar from a behema of chule that was shachet by a chershayit v'katan, when there were no achen roidos, not only would you be over an iser, but you would be chayev. What does chayev mean? You would be chayev malchus for the isin avela because you are over a regular day rice the isin avela. Meaning Rameir's word world, you're not even concerned that they got it right. My time, okay. You were just adding to the question. I still don't understand why. Why is Rameir so confident that that's the way it is? Amar Rav Ami, Rameir Ami explained, Hoyo v'roiv maaseh amikul kolim. It's because roiv of their maaseh amikul kolim, most times a chershayit forgotten, you know, do something, it's mekulkol, specifically in the world of shechita, and it's for that reason, based on the concept of roiv, achirav lahatos, roiv is machriya, kevadai, right? Kiyodua, and the bottom line is, based on the power of Rav, we assume that they for sure got it wrong. Oh, they for sure got it wrong. If you eat a kezayis or basa, you're going to get malchus. There's no chiyuv kisei adam. There's no iser oisay v'asbenay. So pshat and Rameir is because of Rav. Now from here until the Mishnah on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to launch into a very geshmaki discussion. Actually, misspoke. It's not until the Mishnah because the last piece of Gemara before the Mishnah is actually a little bit of a story. But the Gemara now, until Amud Beis, is going to launch into a Lamdusha discussion. And it's based on a Rameir Lashitasa, the most famous Rameir in Shas. Everyone knows this Rameir. And that is Rameir's Chayesh Lamiyuta. So again, the Gemara said that the Yisoid of Rameir in our Sugya, of why he holds that when a Chereshayit forgotten Shecht and there was no Gadol that was watching, we assume for sure it's not okay because Roiv Maseh Mamikul Kol. What does it sound like? If it wasn't Roiv, if it was only a Miyut, then maybe not. Amalei Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua. Amalei Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua, Rav Papa. My ear, your roiv. Afilu mir nami. Why did Rav Ami need to explain Rav Meir that it's based on roiv times that a chereshayit forgotten does something? They mess it up, right? Specifically in Shechita. Even if it would have only been a mir, still Rav Meir could have drawn the same conclusion. You know why? Because Rav Meir, we know, is Chayesh Lemiyuta. Now, Chayesh Lemiyuta just means he's Chayesh Lemiyuta. Okay, but in this case, it is more than just the Miyut, even if all there is a Miyut. You know why? Because Smoich Miyuta L'Chazaka, over here, in addition to there being the Miyut, assuming that's all it was, of the Chereshayit of the Kuttons that would have gotten it wrong, there was also a Chazaka that this animal's off limits. That you're not allowed to eat from this animal. What's the chazaka? Every single behema before the shechita is becheskes iser. Now we know it's machlekes Rashi and Tosis what the cheskes iser is. Is it cheskes evim menachai or is it the chazaka of einoy zavuach? Right, Tosis says how could it be cheskes evim menachai? Once you do a shechita, it's for sure not evim menachai anymore. So where's the cheskes evim menachai? Machzakinon mi iser leiser vadvar matikin read from the first parak. But the bottom line is that over here you have sayam miut of Chereshayit v'katans that get it wrong, plus you have the chazaka that it's off limits, and if that's the case, why don't we say smoich miyuta lechazaka, which in Rameir's world should be the equivalent of a roiv, and that should be enough. So again, this is a big kasha, let's take the kasha in. The Gemara is trying to understand why according to Rameir, if Chereshayit v'katans shecht and nobody was watching, we know for sure it's not okay. How do you know for sure it's not okay? We now have three Rameirs. If somebody eats a kezayis of that meat, malchus. If Chereshayit v'katans shecht, Potter from Kisei Adam. Even L'chumri, you don't have to be Machmer do Kisei Adam. There's no problem whatsoever, Vayisav Esmanai. So clearly implying that the Shechita is 100% not a good Shechita. Maybe they got it right. Rav Ami, hol v'roiv maaseh mikul kol. It's based on a roiv. But if you had anything less than roiv, L'chayra wouldn't be good. Freit the Gemara, that why do I need a roiv? Rameh l'shitasa yis chayesh l'miyuta. Chayesh l'miyuta means that the miyut in Rameh's world is not just the mir, it's not negligible. The mir in Rameh's world is very prominent. If that's the case, where you have a chazaka of iser, b'tziruf with even a miyut, that should be the equivalent of a roiv, and that should be enough. So tainus the Gemara, why do I need a roiv? Why don't we say smoich miyuta lechazaka, and that in and of itself should be enough. Now again, if this wasn't Rameh l'shitasi, it wouldn't be a kasha. Because if you hold that, you're generally not chayesh l'miyuta, so the whole miyut is like some shvache geshaft. So to say smoich miyuta lechazaka, to make it into a roiv, mechatesi. But the Gemara's kasha is, in the world of Rameh, where a miyut is a very big deal, why don't we say smoich miyuta lechazaka, And that should be the equivalent of a roiv. And if I have a roiv over here, even if you don't have the metzias of hayov roiv maseh mikul kolam, smoich miyuta l'chazaka should be enough. Now, even though Reb Meir holds that he's chayish l'miyuta, and there's a concept of smoich miyuta l'chazaka, you have this in other sugis as well, no one says smoich miyuta l'chazaka makes it like it's a vadai. It's like the equivalent of a roiv. Meichatesi. The Gemara needs to back up the question a little bit. Right? There's a lot of assumptions in this question. You have to back it up, and the Gemara does. The Tanan, there's already a precedent for this idea of a smoich miyuta from a Mishnah, and this Mishnah is a Masechtas Tyrus, and it's Reb Meir in that Mishnah. So what's that Mishnah? There was a child that was next to dough, and he had a little bit of that dough in his hand. Reb Meir says that you don't have to be worried that the Tinoik was Mitama the Issa. Right, clearly he took a little bit of dough from that Issa, but you don't have to be worried that when he did it, he was metamed. V'chachamim metamim, and the chachamim ha-metam. And the reason the chachamim ha-metam is b'nei shatar k'shal tinek l'tapeach, because the derech of a tinek is to play in the ashpa, and in the ashpa the shmoy neshrotzim, and the tinek, therefore you have to assume, became tameh, and if he's tameh, he now has the ability to go ahead and be metamed, so therefore you're concerned that the Issa is tameh, and it's all flimis. Ramey is not worried about that. I'm reading my time to Ramey. Why is may not worry. So the Gemara says, Maridik, because Kosava, Rameir holds that although it's true, Rav Tinoik is metapchim, but Miyut ain't metapchim. Rameir is always chayish l'miyuta. And Rameir holds there's a Miyut of Tinoikis that don't play in the Ashba. V'isazu becheskas tairoi metas. And not just that, there's a chazaka over here. What is the chazaka? That the isaz becheskas tairoi. Is smoich miyuta l'chazaka? This relay ruba. Can you make a smoich miyuta l'chazaka? And therefore you say it's going to end up being tar. So what do you say? That Rameir, because he's chayish l'miyuta, the miyuta is a big deal. Take the miyut, be mitzarif with the chazaka, and you're going to end up with Tyra. Well, in the same vein, fake the Gemara. Why does Ami need to explain Rav Meir? Even if it was only a miyut, Meir, you're right. I feel a miyut, Nami. You could take the miyut, be mitzarif with the chazaka, and that would be enough to go ahead and say that this is Becheskes Isra over here. And as a result, you wouldn't be able to even the Nevela. You would assume for sure that this was not a kosher ishchita. And for the Gemara, it's not a tzushtal. Because im amru safik tumul etaher, yoimru safik isa lahater. La'olam, I'll tell you that although it's mavur in that Mishnah in Tyrus, the Rameir holds smoich miyuta l'chazaka, but not to overpower the roiv, not to be machria that for sure what happened was what the miyut and the chazaka are jointly saying happened. It could be it's just enough to make it into a safek. Just enough to make it into a safek. Okay. In the Mishnah in Tyrus, you're dealing with a safek tumah. Safek Tumah, we know, is governed by a set of halachas l'moshe m'sinai. Safek Tumah b'shus ha-yachet sveikai tome. Safek Tumah b'shus ha-rabim sveikai tohar. Even Safek Tumah b'shus ha-yachet. If it's aim by das li shahel, the source of Tumah is an aim by das li shahel, the halach is still sveika is going to be tar. A tinoik is an aim by das li shahel. Because it's an aim by das li shahel, so what you have is a safek Tumah b'shus ha-yachet aim by das li shahel. Therefore, misafek, you're going to go ahead and say tar. Says the Gemara, it could be that's why Rameh said tar. Not because the Mir and the Chazaka tell us for sure Tyra, but because what they do is they make a suffix. And being that they make a suffix, so it's for that reason what we end up with over here is a suffix tumah b'she'en by das lishal with Allah Hesveker tar. But in our sugya, if all you had was a suffix, if you would say that a miyut of the Chereshayt of the Katans, their shchitas are not good, and you would be mitzaref with the cheskas iser of the animal, so what you would be left with as a result of this tziruf is a suffix. If all you're left with is a suffix, you're not going to be able to go now and be mater. You're not going to say you don't have to worry about kisi adam. You're not going to say you don't have to worry about oisei vesbenoi. And therefore, Rav Ami needed to say hoyel v'roi maseh mikul kolam. That's why you had to come on to a roiv. Again, the kasha was why do Rav Meir need roiv? Let him say miut b'tzir for the chazaka smoich miut al chazaka. Don't you see that from the Mishnah in Tyrus? What do you mean? You see, miyut and chazak is better than roiv, because roiv tinoikis are mitapchim ba'ashba, only a miyut's not, but b'tzir for the chazak, it seems to be machriya. No one said it's machriya. What it did was it made it into a suffix. Well, if it's a suffix, it should be l'chumrah. not Sofik Tuma B'shus Hayachid K'she'im by Das Lishal. There it's actually Tar. That's why Rameyer holds Tar. But if you were going to have a Sofik in our sugi, it wouldn't be enough. Because it's true, it would be enough to say that you can't eat from the Shechita the Cheresh Ha'idim Katan. It wouldn't be enough to give Malkus. It wouldn't be enough to be Mata Kisi Adam. It wouldn't be enough to be Mata Oisav Espenoi. It's for that reason we had to come on to a Rav. Either way, this concludes the Lomdisha portion of this sugi. It says the Gemara, Hayre Rabbi Ki Rameyer, Vahayre Rabbi Ki Chachamim. Uh-oh. Rebbe wants paskin like Rameyer, and Rebbe wants paskin like Chacham. Meaning, he wants paskin that the Shechit of Acher Shait of Akotin, if there's no Acherim Roy and Oysan, is Vaday Nevela, like Rameyer, based on a Rav, and he wants paskin like the Chachamim. No, it's only a Safik. L'may Nafkimina? Well, you have to be Chayish for Kisei Adam, you have to be Chayish for Ois Vesmenoi. So the Gemara says, Hayminayu Dachrita, which came second? Right, not which came first, which came second. The reason we care which came second is because that's probably the real Shitas Rebbe. Because he must have once thought one way, and then he was Chayzer. Right, we always paskin like the Lishna Basra. Right, whatever comes second is always considered to be more authentic. So the Gemara wants to know which one came second. So the Gemara says, Shema, I'll bring you a raya. Rab Abba, Berei, de Rab Chia, Bar Abba, v'Rab Zera. So Rab Abba, the son of Rab Chia, Bar Abba, the names matter, and Rab Zera. They were once standing in the Shuk of Kisri, and they were by the door, by the entranceway of the Beis Medrash. Nafak Rabami, Ashkechen Rabami came outside, he saw them there. Amalu, he told him, didn't I tell you that while the Olam is learning, they're in the middle of the Shir, you shouldn't be standing outside. Because somebody might have a kasha, Vasilit Trude, and he's not going to know a teretz, and you're not going to be there for them to be able to ask you. I mean, this is Rab Abba, Breit Rab Chia Bar Abba, Rab Zeira, G'day Le'olam. We need you in Beis Medrash. Why standing outside? So the Gemara says, Rab Zeira, all. Rab Zeira heard that he walked inside. Rab Abba, all. Rab Abba said, I'm going home. Yasvi v'kami ba'ilu. Either way, sir, Rab Zeira walks inside. He saw the Olam was clearing the following question. Hay minayu achrita. They heard that Rebbe had paskin like Rameh or Nasukah, the Chomin Nasukah. They were trying to figure out which Rebbe came second. And this is what was going on in the Beis Medrash. So Rab Zeira turned them, So I'll be honest with you, I don't know the answer. But it's a chaval, because we had Rab Abba Breid, Rab Chia Bar Abba here a second ago, and had I known this is the question that you were busy with, I would have asked him. Now why would Rab Abba Breid, Rab Chia Bar Abba have known this? It's a pashit. I don't know, maybe he's a big gadol. He would have known it. The Gemara says no. Because Dilma Shmiel Emiavua, this is Gishmak. Maybe Rab Abba heard it from his father. So Rab Abba is the son of Rab Chia Bar Abba, which means Rab Chia Bar Abba is his father. Va'avu minei Rab Yoichan. Rab Chia Bar Abba would have heard it from Rab Yoichan. Rab Chia Bar Abba called Talsin Yoimin, come ahead of Talmudic, I made Rab Yoichan. Because we know Rab Chia Bar Abba is a Talmud Muvik of Rab Yoichan. In fact, every 30 days, just the chaza all of Rab Yoichan's halachas together with him. See, he knew all these halachas. If you know all these halachas, it's such a shod, because maybe Rab Abba heard from his father, Rab Chia Breid Rab Abba heard from Rab Yoichan. By the way, underrated. When you talk about the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. So obviously it's Rish Lakish is number one, right? Who's number two? Rabbi Lazar is number two. Rabbi Chia Bar Abba is probably number three. But either way, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba is a Talmud move. Again, we don't rank the Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan, but he's definitely in the conversation, right? So Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, he would have probably heard from the great Rabbi Yochanan, which would be very informative. So such a chaval. Bottom line is, they didn't know. So the Gemara says, Mai Havi Allah. Which one of these psakim from Rebbe came second? So the Gemara Toshma, the Shalach Rabbi Lazar Lagayla. Rabbi Lazar sent the following memo to Bavel. Hayra Rebbe ki Rameyer. That Rebbe paskin like Rameyer. Freit the Gemara, Vakar Rabbanu Nam Yoyri. What do you mean, Hayra Rebbe ki Rameyer? He also paskin like Rabbanu. Elav Shema min ha-dachrit. What he meant to say was that this was the second psak. Shema me no zok de mishna vayta shachad me chayes b'mokam echad. If somebody goes ahead and he shechts 100 chayes b'mokam echad, so the background to the mishna is we know that there's mitzvah of kisei adam and it's negei sai by a chaya and sai by a noise. So what happens if somebody shechts 100 chayes b'mokam echad kisei echad l'kulam? You don't have to do a special kisei adam for each one of the 100 animals that you shechted. One kisei works for everything. Mei oifes b'mokam echad. Let's say you shechted 100 oifes b'mokam echad. Same thing kisei echad l'kulam. Chayev oif b'mokam echad. Let's say you mix. You did a chaya, did a noise. Kisei echad l'kulam. Rabbi Yehuda said, Shachat chayo yichasena. Va'agach yishchat esa oif. No, you can't mix a chay and an oif. You have to do a special kisei adam for the chayo, special kisei adam for the oif. So again, 100 chayes, one kisei, everybody agrees. 100 oifes, everybody agrees. What if you mix the match chayes and oifes? That's a machloikis. According to the Tanakhama, according to the Chachamim, Kisayach Lekulam, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shachat Chaya, Yechasena, Tanak Yishchad Esayif. Special Kisa for the Chaya, special Kisa for the Oif. The Gemara now is going to bring a Braisa that's going to elaborate on the Mishnah. Additionally, it's going to give us a little bit of insight into the exchange between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Tan Rabbanon. It says in the Pasuk, with regard to the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, the ish ish b'mnei Yisrael, u'menager agor b'soicham, ashe yotzu tzeid chaya oy oif, ashe yeyochel, v'shafach es domoy, v'chisohu ba'ofer. So, when do you do Kisei Adam? If it's tzeid chaya oy oif. Says the Braisa. Chaya, kol mashma. Chaya can mean in the singular, but chaya could also mean in the plural. Yaakov Avinu said, "Vayehi li shor v'chamar." He didn't mean one shor and one chamar. He meant many shvarim and many chamarim. So chaya can mean 100, right? Meaning bein meruba ubein muetes. Oif is the same thing. Kol oif bein meruba ubein mu. Can't amru. It's from here. Chazal learned shachad mei chayis b'makom echad kiseach lekulam. Mei oif is b'makom echad kiseach lekulam. Chaya v'oif b'makom echad. Additionally, if you did a chaya oif b'makom echad, it's also kiseach lekulam. Rabbi Yehuda said, no. Shachat chaya yichasena. V'agra yishchay tesoif. I agree, chaya could be 100 and oif could be 100. But if you shech the chaya and an oif, then you can't just do one kisoy. Then already, you have to separate it. You know why? Shenemar, it says, chaya oi oif. Oi is mafsik, it's mechalik. And it says, a kisoy for the chaya and a kisoy for the oif. Amrulai, the chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda, hareyu oimer, but doesn't it say, ki nefesh kol basar domoi benafshoy hu? And based on that pasuk, even a chaya and a oif, tizamin, one kisa should be enough. So the Gemara says, Maikom Hadrile, I don't know how to read the words. What do you see in Kinefesh Kolbasa, David Benafshe, not like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, we have to do a little bit of surgery to the Braisa. We're missing a few steps. So again, Rabbi Yehuda said that being that it says chaya oi oif, oi is mechalik, that you would have to do a special kisa for a chaya, a special kisa for an oif. Say the Rabbanan to Rabbi Yehuda, hi oi, mi bayalei lechalek. I need the word oif for something else. Not to tell me special kisui for chayas, special kisui for oif. What's the difference between 100 chayas and 50 chayas and 50 oifas? At the end of the day, it's going to be the same. But you know why the Torah, it says oi? It says oi lechalek that you shouldn't think that the only time there's a mitzvah of kisui adam is if you shech the chaya and an oif. Kamash mulan, other a chaya, other an oif triggers a chiyuv. But as it relates to now that I'm doing the kisui, I could do one kisui for the chaya and the oif together. So oif is being used for something else. It's being used l'chalek in the ikur chiv, not l'chalek if I could do one kisoy for Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's response? Rabbi Yehuda responded, he said l'chalek mi damoy nafka. Being that it says ki nefesh kol basar damoy, damoy is in the singular. If you, the only time there's a mitzvah of kisoy is if you do a chay and a knife, then it would have to say damam. So damoy is already a raya that there's a chilek v'rabbanon. Damoy tuva mashma. The rabbanon say no, the word damoy doesn't mean anything. You know why? Dichsiv ki nefesh kol basar damoy benafshoy hu. It says kol basar, which is rabbim, and then it says damoy, which is in the singular. So you see that the word damoy doesn't mean lechalek. Thus I need the word oy lechalek. I don't have oy to teach me that if you shech the chayin and oif, you would have to do two separate kisois. So what did the Chachamim mean when they told Rabbi Yehuda that it says ki nefesh kol basar damoy benafshoy hu? So again, Rabbi Yehuda said that chaya can mean 100 chayas, one kisoy. Oif can mean 100 oifos, one kisoy. But chaya oy oif is mechayev two kisoys. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? It says ki nefesh kol basar damoy benafshoy hu. We're not talking to each other. Zot Gemara, you're right. We're missing some information. We're missing two steps over here in this chain. The first thing the Chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda is, I need oil lechalik. On that, Rabbi Yehuda said, Dama is mechalik. Oh. Talking to Rabbanan, Arei Oimer, can never go bazar domei v'nafshehu. Thus, domei can't be mechalik. Thus, I need oy lechalik. If I need oy lechalik, I can't use oy to tell me that you can't be mekayim kisei adam for a chayim, kisei adam for an oif, with one maise kisei. Omer Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina said, Moida hayu Rav Yehuda, le'inyin bracha, she'enei mevarech ela bracha achas. Rav Yehuda's moida, that if somebody shechts a chaya and then he shechts an oif, even though there's a chiv to do kisei adam for the chaya and then for the oif, but you don't have to make a separate bracha, the way Rashi learns, asheki d'sholom b'mitzvot zvanu al ashchita, you don't have to make a separate birchas ha-mitzvahs for the oif, even though you were mafsik it with the kisei adam. What's Pashup Shan Rab Chanina saying? Chanina is saying a little bit of a lump this. He's saying that if somebody goes ahead and he shechts a bunch of animals, so you do one birchas mitzvahs and you can shecht all the animals you need to shecht. What if you do kisi adam in between? It's not considered a hefsek. The reason it's not considered a hefsek is because you didn't have to do kisei adam in between. Because you could have done one kisoy at the end. But being the Rabbi Yehuda holds that between a chai and a noy, if you have to do a kisoy, there's a svara to say that if I have to do the kisoy, now it's considered a hefsek. If it's considered a hefsek, maybe when I go and I do a shechita after the kisoy, I would have to make a new bracha. I'm Rab Chanina, Moed, Rabbi Yehuda, le'inyin bracha. She'inu mevarech ela achas. Omelei Rav. Vino l'Rav Acha Brei D'Rava, v'Amri l'Rav Acha Brei D'Rava l'Rav Ashi. By the way, again, this Gemara, well, let's meditate on this line of Gemara. Before Chulin Daf Beis, you go through this Gemara at 150 miles an hour in the left lane, you hope you don't get caught, right? But think about it. Amalei Rav Vino l'Rav Acha Brei D'Rava. Some say it was Rav Acha Brei D'Rava and Rav Ashi. This is Rav Ashi and his two big Talmidim. And we know this exchange happened in the war room when they're going through the final iterations of the Talmud Bavli, and other Ravina told it to Rav Acha Brei D'Rava, or Kubi was Rav Acha Brei D'Rava that told it to Rav Ashi, right? Either way, Maishno mi Talmide D'Rav, and into Santa Kasha. Why is this different than the story of the Talmidim of Rav? So it's interesting, right? If you think about today's daf, it was divided into like three groups. We're not going to chazer it now, certainly not in the middle of Gemara, but each set of Gemara ended with an anecdote. Chanina b'ni Daile b'kaf chruvim erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. You have Rav Chi Bar Abba who chazes his learning with Rav Yoichanan every 30 days, and now we have an anecdote with Talmidim of Rav. Very interesting. Either way, the Rav Bruno of Rav Chananel, Talmidim of Rav, Haviyasu besudas. Rav Bruno and Rav Chananel were both Talmidim of Rav, and they were once breaking bread together. Koy alayu Rav Yeva Sava, and they had a shamish, and the shamish was Rav Yeva the elder. Amrule, Talmidim of Rav told Rav Yeva, Hav livrech, says, no, bring shoy my machronim vasa. Right? It's already time to bench. Hado Amrule. Then they said, you know something, on second thoughts, Hav lishti. Big nacha flesh levan, right? So they went from Rabbi Yisrael Mevelin Benchin to, you know something, on second thoughts, I think Ravcha lepsi meshchicha. I think there's still room for another 4 ounces. So bring instead a little bit of nyan. I'm with Rabbi Yeva Sava. So Rabbi Yeva Sava, he's the shamish. I mean, can you imagine this? He's the shamish, but he's also a Talmud of Rav. See, he turns to the Talmud of Rav. He says, Hachi Amar Rav, I'm sorry, you can't have wine anymore. Kivin Amar Hav Livrich. Itzulei Lemishtach Amra. Once you say, let's bench, right? Salach, everybody knows. Once you say, let's bench, at that point, it's considered already a hefsik in the Suda. So if you want to eat faita, you'd have to make a new bracha, right? You can't do this anymore. What's the Gemara's kasha? An interesting kasha. Hachanami, why don't we say the same thing regarding Birchas Sashchita? That give on the itpale lekisoy ichayev le lebracha. Why don't we say that once you go ahead and you do the kisoy, which you have to do according to Rabbi Yehuda, so that should be considered a hefsek, you should have to make a new bracha. Again, this is not a tushtel. I don't think any of us would have came up with. But this is the Gemara's tushtel. That if Rabbi is considered a hefsek in the middle of a suda, then now if I want to drink wine afterwards, I'd have to make a new bracha. Then kisei adam should be a hefsek in the middle of my shchitas, that if I want to shecht weiter, I should have to make a new bracha. And the Gemara gives an answer. Hachi, hashta, it's not a tzushta. Hasam over the mishta bruch the hadi adai lefsh. Right, you can't bench and drink wine at the same time, right? That's not advisable or permissible. So if you say Rabbi Yisrael benching, it's a stira now to drinking. Thus, it's a hefsek. You want a drink? New brach. Hacha over here, efshe the shach b'chada mechase b'chada. But you could do kisei adam and shecht at the same time. Right? No one says you can't do it at the same time. And you can multitask. And you could do shchita mit the rechta hand and kisei adam mit the linka hand. Now, you're supposed to do both mitzvahs mit the rechta hand. But that aside, you could do one with one hand, the other with the other hand. It's not a stira. I could actually do both at the same time. Being that I could be doing kisei adam and shchita at the same time, meaning I could be shechting while I'm doing the kisei adam, it's not considered a hefsek. It's for that reason it's going to be different. Obviously, there's some lumdus over here in this Gemara. But we are going to exhale and stop here. So just to end with one ha'ara. Dover be'itoy matoiv. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Nachamu, Tovshin Peivav. And that is, one of the age-old questions is, how does a Yid go from Tisha B'Av to Shabbos Nachamu in a matter of moments? On Tisha B'Av, the avodah of a Yid, especially a Yid that takes it seriously, is to try to mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. On Shabbos Nachamu, the avodah is to get drunk. It's to be besimcha, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. It's to be so hopeful, and it's to trust and believe that the Yeshuva is kreiv olavai. But the contrast of emotion is something that's incredibly dramatic. And how's a person supposed to go so quickly from the Avodah of Tisha B'Av to the Avodah of Shabbos Nachamot? And the truth is, this Hergish is manifest more in a year like this year, where Tisha B'Av is Thursday, and you literally go from Tisha B'Av to the Tayameh of Shabbos Nachamu. It's something that's not such an easy thing to do. Befrat, nothing really changed, let's be honest. So really, all the tzaris and all the churbanis and everything that we wept about yesterday is very much true today. So what exactly is the Avodah of a Yid, and how is it that a person who takes his ergeshim seriously and whose ergeshim are regulated in the way that the Torah wants them to be, what's this avodah of so quickly, on a dime, pivoting from being mesabel al Yerushalayim to suddenly being in the spirit of Nachamu, Nachamu Ami? So maybe you can say a davar chadash, and maybe it's even Pashit. And that is, we've spoken many times over the years that on Tisha B'Av itself, we find that after Chatzos, meaning min amincha ulamayla, so all the laws start becoming a lot more relaxed. So, for example, the regular dinei avelos are not as chamor. We put on tefillin. You're ready to let us sit on a proper chair. By mincha, we say nachem. Why is it that up until Chatzos, you find that the laws of avelos are more stringent, and yet after Chatzos, they're more lenient? The Goyin in his Bir Agra in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, this is insane. Simin Tavkuf Nunda, it says. The reason is because Churban Beis HaMikdash happened after Chatzos on Tisha B'Av. And being that that's when the Churban took place, that's when the Romans actually set the Beis HaMikdash ablaze by Churban Bayis Sheini, and that's when Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzaradnatzar Tabachim set the Beis HaMikdash ablaze during Bayis Rishon, being that it started after Chatzos, that's the reason that after Chatzos, we go ahead and we relax the halacha. Says the Goyin, you're going to tell me. Ibcha mistabra. It should be just the opposite. If that's when the churban started, that would be a reason for it to be more chomer than not less chomer, says the Goyin. But the pshat is based on a chazal. It's a medrash that's quoted by Rashi and by Tosfos and Masechet Kedushin daf lamed aleph on the base. Everybody knows the medrash. The pasuk says, Mizmar la'asif. David HaMelech sang a shira because he saw a bow, Goyin ben Achlasech. He saw that the Umay Yisraelim were one day going to come and destroy the Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech never built the Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech was the one who was told by Nasan HaNavi where the chosen place that was mentioned so many times in Sefer Devarim was going to be. It was in the property of Aravna Hayavusi, as mentioned the end of Shmuel Beis. David HaMelech was the one that bought the property. He was the architect, but ultimately it was his son Shlomo HaMelech that built the Beis HaMikdash. But David HaMelech, Baruch Katshoy, saw that there was going to be a day that this great Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. And when David HaMelech saw that the Beis HaMikdash was going to destroy, he took out his harp and he started singing Shirais V'Sishbachis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, Mizmar La'asav. He broke out in joy because he saw that one day the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. And the Medrash asks, Mizmar LaDavid Kinami Ba'ile. This should have been one of the kinnis. And for the Medrash, David HaMelech saw that there was going to be a time that the Jews were going to do terrible averis. And he was worried, he was afraid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to let out his anger on the Jews and he was going to wipe out Klal Yisrael. And there would be a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say, you know what, I'm done with the Jews. I've already had enough. When he saw that when the Eibush is going to be angry, so to speak, he's going to be Shafach HaMasei al Itzav Avonim, he had tremendous nechama from that because he realized that that meant that Klal Yisrael ultimately was going to survive. And when he realized that Klal Yisrael was going to survive, he took out his harp and he started to sing Shira. And that's Mizmar La'asav Bo Goyim Benach La'asach. Says the Vilna Goyim that the churban of the Beis HaMikdash, Avada, is a terrible, terrible tragedy. It's such a terrible tragedy that there's a day of mourning that Yidden have been observing already for close to 2,000 years since the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, 25 or so hundred years since the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. And it's something that is so part and parcel of the conscience of the year. This terrible tzara that once upon a time HaKadosh Baruch Hu lived amongst us. Once upon a time we were able to bring karbanos. Once upon a time we were able to be oil regal, and now we've lost that. But at the same time, says the Goyin, in Churban Beis HaMikdash liegt a gewaldige silver lining. And that is that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us was that even if the situation becomes so dark and so difficult and so bleak, but at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never going to wipe out Klal Yisrael. Netzach Yisrael is something that's going to be here forever. And if Hashem needs to do something, Hashem will be Shofach HaMaseh Al Eitzim V'Avonim. But as it relates to Klal Yisrael itself, Klal Yisrael is going to survive. And being that in Churban Beis HaMikdash, Likta Gevaldige Nechama, says the Vilna Gaon, it's for that reason. When do we say Nachem? We say Nachem by Mincha. We say Nachem by Mincha because in the Churban Likta Gevaldige Gevaldige Nechama, and that's why we relax the laws of Avelus, to show that at that moment that the Beis HaMikdash is being destroyed, what we realize is that on the one hand, look at the Beis HaMikdash, it's up in flames, but at the same time, there's a little bit of chizik. Because deep down, somewhere in our soul, we realize that, you know what? At the very least, this means we're going to be able to survive. And while the Yidden saw the Beis HaMikdash ablaze, they realized at least they were going to be able to continue moving forward. There was a tremendous chizik in that, and we commemorate that chizik by relaxing the laws of Avelus Dafka at the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We once said that maybe that's Pshan in the Gemara Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Yudal Rama Beis, where the Gemara says that the Nevuas of Yirmiyahu were Kulei Churbana, but the Nevuas of Yeshaya were Kulei Nechemta. And the Marsha says, how could you say the Nevuas of Yeshaya are Kulei Nechemta? The first parak in Yeshaya is Chazon Yeshayo. It talks about all the terrible Nevuas that were negay at the time of the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. There's so much churban that's being prophesied by Yeshaya Hanavi and Sefer Yeshaya. How can you say it's kulei nechemta? And the Marsha says it's anachanami. It's not kulei nechemta. It's rubai kekulei. It's almost all. But we once said, I'll be this guy and maybe there's an oimek. The oimek is because in churban Beis HaMikdash, every nevuah of churban really has two dinim. There's two hats that it wears. On the one hand, it screams churban, churban, churban. But on the other hand, it also screams nechemta, nechemta. When your Mio said Nevuah Chazal would be Megalatos, it gemeint Churban. When Yeshaya said some of the same exact Nevuah, sometimes harsher than your Mio, aber it gemeint Nechemta, Nechemta, Nechemta. What he meant to say was, the Eibush is going to say, there's going to be a time I'm not going to want your Karbonis, I'm going to destroy your Beis HaMikdash, but you I'm always going to want. You're always going to live to tell the tale. Because there's going to be this idea of Netzach Yisrael. We've mentioned over the years that think about a Holocaust survivor, right? You look at a Holocaust survivor. So on the one hand, you see the churban. You see it on his arm. You see the churban. But then again, any year, especially now, so many years removed from the Holocaust, you see a Holocaust survivor. He screams, you can try to kill us. You can try everything. At the end of the day, we're survivors. We're never going to. Churban Beis HaMikdash represented this duality. On the one hand, it represents the churban of Klal Yisrael. On the other hand, it represents the nechama of Klal Yisrael. What does nechama mean? Shabbos Nachamu. Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. What is the definition of the word Nacham? So Pashit, I think you ask the man on the street, he'll say, someone's going through a difficult tzara. You try to comfort him. Try to make him feel good. You try to be there for him. Tanchumei Aveilim. It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah Deiraisa, according to some. That's the natural way of visualizing and thinking of the word Nacham. The truth is, it's a Rashi in Chumash. It's in Maft at the very end of Parshas Bereishis. The pasuk says, "Vayar Hashem ki rabba ra'as ha'odem ba'aretz, v'chol yeitzner machshav o'islibay, rak rak kol ayoyim. Vayinochem Hashem ki yoseh es ha'odem ba'aretz, vayis'atzi v'alibay." When HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world had devolved so terribly, circa beginning of creation, vayinochem Hashem ki yoseh es ha'odem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had nechama ki yoseh es ha'odem. What does this mean? Zok de Hilge Rashi. Dover Acher. Vayinochem nefcha machshavto yishol mokoy mi midas rachamim le midas hadin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machshava flipped from midas harachamim le midas hadin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world by midas harachamim. It was all of a machshava. But ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world by midas harachamim. But vayinochem Hashem, in the end of Parshas Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a machshava shnia. Nefcha machshavtoi. And now he's not thinking midas harachamim, he's thinking midas hadin. All of the machshava lefon of malasis ba'adam sha'asa ba'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had this new machshava of how he wants to treat mankind. V'chein zok de'ilu garashi. kol lashon nichum shebe mikra. Every single time it says the word nichum in mikra, nimlach malasois. This is what it means. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is nimlach. He has some sort of change of heart. Uven adam v'yisnechem, v'alavad v'yisnechem, v'ayinochem esham alorah, nichamti kimlachti. Kulam lashon machshav acheresem. Every time you find the word nichum in the Torah, this is what it means. The word nechama, say the Svar Makdoshim, to be Menachem and Avol, doesn't just mean to make the person feel good. A person who has the ability to be Menachem somebody, you know what he's able to do? He's able to go and allow a person who's going through a tzara to suddenly see it a little bit differently. It's to see the glass not half empty, but to see the glass half full. It's to be able to spin the narrative in a way where, you know something? I never looked at it that way. You're not changing the reality. You're not changing the fact. And you're not merely making the person feel good. That the wine does. The Menachem Avil, you know what he does? What he does, he sits with the person and says, let's think about what happened. And maybe there's a way we can spin it in a rational way, in a way that makes sense, where we can see the glass half full. Where we can take out something positive from what just took place. It doesn't mean the negative is not true. But instead of focusing on the negative, maybe there's a positive that we could focus on itself. Kol nichum sheben mikra is loshen nimlach. It's a machshava shniya. It's looking at it in a different way. It's coming at it from a different angle. The avoid of Shabbos Nachamu is not to make believe yesterday wasn't Tisha B'Av. It's not to make believe there's a Beis HaMikdash. All the tzaras that we cried about yesterday are unfortunately still with us today. But at the same time, the avoid of Shabbos Nachamu is Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, is to be a Vayinochem. It's to be able to be nimlach and to look at it a little bit from a different angle. To see the glass not half empty, but to see the glass half full. Maybe the avodah of Shabbos Nachamu is to not focus on the churban in the Yirmiyahu Nusach, which is kulei churbana, but it's to focus on the story of the churban instead in the Yeshaya Hanavi Nusach, and that is kulei nechemta, who of course is the one that said the words Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. That's, of course, the holy prophet Isaiah. That's Avada the Navi Yeshaya. But the point is that the idea of Nachamu is not to make believe that everything just changed overnight, but it's to be nimlach and it's to be able to see it a little bit from a different perspective. That is this avoida of what Nachamu was all about. You know, I want to share with you a dover nifla v'neir mamish that I heard from Hagoyin Hapem Mapik Margolis Rav Shimshi Sharash Shlita. I met him last week and he shared with me a marimokim nifla. And we're going to end with this. And that is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, Amar Rabavo, it's in the sugis of Kivir Abayim. Rabavo said that I'm Kigoyin Avimi Bri, somebody like my son Avimi, Kayim Mitzvahs Kibud. He is someone that's Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kibud Av in the most incredible way. So we heard Rabavo. Rabavo had a son Avimi, and he said that my son Avimi was the Spitz Mitzuyin in the world of Kibud Avayim. The Gemara says, Chamisha Bini Samchi Havaleh Avimi B'chai Yaviv. Avimi, the son of Rabavo, had five sons, all of whom were very capable. But when Rabavo would come and Rabavo would need something, instead of Avimi telling one of his sons, you know, go take care of the Zeda, Kari Abava rod for Azal Upasachle, Vamar in Adamatoy Hasam, he would say, I want to take care of my father by myself. No, I don't want my kids to do it. I want to be able to mekayim the mitzvah. And as soon as he heard his father come, he would say, I'm coming. Because otherwise, one of his kids are going to hear the Zaydus coming. They're going to want to take care of him. I want to take care of him myself. And pasach leva amar in adam al toyosim. The Gemara says, Yoy mechad, one day, Avimi comes to his father, Rabavo, and Rabavo says, Ashken Maya, can you please pour me a glass of water? So Avimi runs and he pours a glass of water and he comes to his father. Ad Aisilei, when he came to his father Nimnim, he saw his father had fallen asleep. So he couldn't drink the water. But he wanted that the second his father wakes up, the water should be there. So Gochin, he bent down. Koyale, he stood over him. Ad Iser, until he woke up. It's like this, the second he woke up, the cup of water was literally in by his lips like this. He was able to drink it immediately, says the Gemara. While Avimi was standing next to his father. His father's sleeping, and he's waiting for him to get up. Istayim milsa. He had a siyata d'shmaya. He had a siyata d'shmaya because of this incredible kibud of aim that he was doing. V'dorish avimi, and he said a drasha on a pasuk mizmar la'asaf. He had such a siyata d'shmaya at that second, and he was mechavin to this drasha, a drasha on mizmar la'asaf. So he's doing this incredible kibud of aim, and mitamol, he has this. What was this drasha? Rashi brings two pshatim. One pshat Rashi says is, I don't know, it says mizmar so many times in Tehillim. He said a pshat in one of the mizmars. Abaviyesh, Mefarshim, Zokdei Ligarashi. There are others that say, Shemikri Zelevadei Darash. No, it was a pasuk. It doesn't just say mizmar, it says mizmar la'asaf. It says mizmar la'asaf, Elohim bo, goyim benachal asecha. And Ravimi is sitting there while he's waiting for his father, and he was oimid, mizmar la'asaf, kinal asa mibayle, v'darash kach. And this is what he said, that he said Shira because he was worried that HaKadosh Baruch Hu might wipe out Klal Yisrael. But when he saw that Kilach HaMaseh Be'itzim Avonim and not on Klal Yisrael, that's why David HaMelech went ahead and he said Shira. And Tosfos brings the same thing. Tosfos says, what was this Hestaya Milsa? He says, Ayesh Mefarshim was this Medrash. The rest of the story of this Medrash of Mizma La'asav Alekim Bo Goyim Anach La'Sechel Shekilach HaMaseh Be'itzim Avonim Avimi Breder Abavo was Oymed on. And when was he on? While he's waiting on top of his father with this glass of water. But the question begs itself, what's Shaykhis? What does one have to do with the other? So Abshim Shishara told me in the name of the Alta Mikel. He said, Avimi's standing on top of his father. And he's being mechabit his father in such an incredible way. And he's standing there, and he starts thinking to himself, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing? This is like a strange thing. I put the glass of water down. Oh, my father calls my name, I'm going to come back. What exactly am I doing? And he's standing there. And then he was oimen on a dover nifla. He said, Mizma la'asaf. David HaMelech saying Shira because he saw that one day the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. But what's the oimek of Kilach HaMaseh al Eitzim v'Avonim? There's a tremendous oimek. We spoke about this last week before Tisha B'Av. Our father's home. What was the Beis HaMikdash? And this is the hashlama to that raid. The Beis HaMikdash was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do when he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? You know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did? He said, I'll destroy my own house. I'm willing to be homeless. I'm willing for Shualim to be Hilchu boy. It's okay. You go to the Kaisi, you see birds perched in the middle of the things. You see a Nebuchadnezzar, you can't even look to the far left corner. I'm willing to be homeless in my house. I have no problem with that, as long as it means that my kindlech are going to be okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave up his house. Our father's home, he did it by himself. And why did he do it? He did it to spear Klal Yisrael. And Avimi was Nesoira at that moment, what it means, the ahava that a father has for a child. What that means. And when he chapped the ahava of Asatata Hot for Akind, he says, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. And that's why I'm standing here, because I understand how much my father loves me. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's our father, he shows us what it means, the ahava. What would a father not do for his child? You know what? It's incumbent upon me to pay back a little bit. What can I not do for my father? That's why in that moment when Avimi is mamish there with his father, Stayim Milsen, he was oimed on this oimik of Mizmal Asnav. The Beis HaMikdash is the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And on Tisha B'Av, we mourn the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a house. And we even try to tap into a little bit of a madrega of Eskashti Nasati Ba'ana, maybe to, on some tiny level, to be Mishtatev in the Tzar of the Shechina, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have the house that HaKadosh Baruch Hu once had. But then we're aiming on another Nakuta. You know what I'm aiming on? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu not have a house? Why doesn't he have a house? HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a house. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood that by him destroying his house, it was going to spear us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a real, real father, was willing to give up from himself as long as his kids should have what it is they need. And that's what we come to on Shabbos Nachamu. On Tisha B'Av, we mourn the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a house. And on Shabbos Nachamu, it's Vayinochem. We see it a little bit differently. Now we say, you know something? Why doesn't David have a house? Oh, it's because of Vinu. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much that he was willing to be homeless to destroy his house. Abi, we should have what we have. If we have a father that loves us that much, you know what that means? That means even though we're in Golus, and even though we have tzaris, but the Eibishter gives us tzaris, and he punishes us the way a father punishes his child. It's with a feeling of Koma Da'avidrach. It's kashya yaser ishes benoy kain Hashem alekechem yasrecha. The tzaris didn't go away. All that pain of Tisha B'Av is still there, but there's a new perspective. It's the perspective of Nachem. It's the perspective of Hakadosh Baruch Hu did this to Himself to spare us. If we have such a father, that is an incredible source of nechama. That's the machshava shniya. That's the glass half full. The other way that we can look at the same exact story, that is the chizik. That is the nichum of Nachamu, Nachamu.